It is great. I appreciate all the teammates voting that, and this is great. It's something that I don't think a lot of guys take to heart, and that's something I do. I think we're in a position where we can give back to so many people, and just smiling somebody, saying hey to somebody, sign an autograph, anything like that could change their outlook on life or their day, and you never know the impact you could have on somebody. So that's something that's dear and true to me.
You've been doing this since you were catching 10 passes a mm-hmm. year. Do you think your success on the field has drawn attention to
I think it really has. I know it's brought a lot of attention to my nonprofit, American Football Without Barriers. I know that's got a lot more attention since everything's been going on the field, which is great. I'm more appreciative of that than anything. And I don't do it for the recognition, though. I just do it to give back. I don't care if anybody knows about it. I'd rather just be something I just give back. I don't need recognition or anything like that because it's not what I'm doing it for.
How far in advance do you know what countries you're going to? You know, like you've been. Mm-hmm. So do you have plans already for this season?
We were about to announce it in the next week or so where we're going to go. We talk over the summer with different countries, and we decide where we're going to go, where's best for everything. And then we figure everything out during the season, and then we usually announce it towards November, December time.
Okay, so you know, but you're not ready to announce it.
Yeah, we're going to wait to make an official announcement in about a week or so.
Gary, is there one experience that stands out more than any of the others with the nonprofit?
We went to Turkey last year, and we did something that not known in Turkey. We did a women's camp, and we put women on the field at the same time as men. That's not something they do over there, but we thought it was something that they deserve the same opportunity that we deserve. And so we put them competing with the boys, and they were amazing. It was crazy. And I think a lot of people don't know how many other countries have football programs already set up. When we went to China our first year, there was only 6 teams. Since we've left 2 years ago, they've got 14 teams now. So in the 2 years since we've left, they've doubled how many teams they got playing. So that's just a great thing, and that's what we want to do. We want to build from the ground up. We don't want to be a viewer. We don't want people just watching. We want people to actually playing the sport and enjoying it like we do.
And talk about where do you get the equipment and all? Is that what you're, to get this thing going? Because I'm sure they don't have a lot of helmets and clicks.
Yeah, we try to get some from our colleges because we get other players from other teams. And then everybody went to college, obviously. We get guys from their colleges, and then we also get stuff from our high schools, and we donate stuff. And then we buy stuff as well. And then our overall goal, though, is we want to get these kids an opportunity to come here and get a scholarship. We brought 2 kids over from China, and one of them was offered a scholarship on the spot at D'Angelo Williams football camp. He turned it down because he wants to go to Stanford for schooling. But that's what we want. They don't recruit for football internationally. They do for basketball and baseball and other sports, but they don't for football, and we're trying to break that trend.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
This seems like an award that's right up your kind of alley. Do you take a lot of pride in your community service?
It is great up. It's a great award and everything. I don't do it for the recognition. I just do it just because I enjoy giving back, and it's a big part of who I am. And I appreciate the team voting me on as it. And it's just it's a tremendous honor.
Gary, was there somebody in your life that kind of talked about service to you? Service to your community, service to
honestly, else? Not really. It was more something I decided I wanted to do because I think growing up, you see negatively in the media, people say, oh, these guys aren't doing this, or guys, fans say, oh, this guy's being mean because he's not signing stuff like that. And I don't ever want that to be. I think we have such an impact on people, no matter the smallest things we do can impact so many people in the biggest ways. And I think that's something that's true all around, and I think anybody should be able to do that. Saying hey is easy, signing autographs saying is easy. That kind of stuff is there should be no question about it.
On a football note, numbers wise, when McCown's a quarterback, you're very much involved. When he's not, you're not. Why is that? Is that a function of the quarterback? Or what do you see going forward with the next quarterback?
No, it has nothing to do with the quarterbacks. We have confidence in all of our quarterbacks, no matter who's back there. And it's just predicted on the defense. The defense, they're going to start keying on me if that stuff. And then we have other guys to step up and make plays, which is fine. It's a team game. Not one player can do it every week. Other guys got to do it as well, and I think that's part of it. It's game plan wise.
When you are open, Somebody's got to see you being on. I mean, does that happen more?
That happens to everybody. Everybody that happens to in a game because you can't see everybody. But he's going to hit somebody else, and they're going to make a play. So it's fine. And that's part of the game.
Has there been talk about a contract extension?
That kind of stuff I don't really worry about. That's all stuff my agent deals with. I tell him don't burden me with it. I don't really care until that time is taken care of. That's him and the team. They deal with all that kind of stuff. I don't really get into it. When that time comes, they'll take care of itself.
Has your agent at least said, though, that the Browns have expressed interest in keeping you around?
Again, that's something I don't deal with. I don't say, don't talk to me about it. I say, let them figure it all out because that's not something I want to think about.
Can you say whether you want to come back?
I would love to be back.
Think about making the Pro Bowl at all, or is Tyler Eifert out there playing?
I don't really worry about the Pro Bowl either. That's something you can't worry about that kind of stuff. I'm just here trying to help the team win. I'm not really worried about all that kind of stuff. Like, again, awards and recognition, that means nothing to me. Only thing it means is trying to get wins and then giving back.
What do you see from Austin Davis so far?
He's doing a good job. He knows the offense. He's stepped in. He's filling in. He's doing a good job.
Have you seen the NFL concussion?
No. I will be. It comes out Christmas Day. Yeah.
That's the day after your Thursday viewing. So
yeah.
The next week?
Yeah. No, I'll go see it Friday. I don't know if I'll do it as a giveaway. We'll see. I am. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's just going to be interesting. I think it's going to be a good take on how everything went. And obviously it's going to be embellished a little bit, but it's going to be an interesting movie, I think.
How important is it for him to get that mostly right?
I think it's pretty important. Because I think it's an aspect that a lot of people don't know about, really. And I think it'll be a huge, if everything's pretty accurate, I think it'd be a huge eye-opening experience.
A lot of the promotion and advertising is coming in, or I should say during NFL games. So they're obviously trying to make a point you mentioned about the accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be disappointed when you see it? And because you're in the league and you know about this stuff intimately, would you be disappointed if it was sensationalized in the film?
It's going to be a little bit. It's a movie. It's got to be. It's going to have some things that aren't real, but that's what a movie is. It's got to be at that. But I also have to do a little more research behind everything as well to get more of a background before I see it as well. I try not to go into movies with any expectation because that's the only way you can get a true review of it.
Did you see Draft Day?
I did. It was an interesting take. It would never happen in real life like that. But it was an interesting take, and I thought it was a good experience for fans to see that some of this stuff happens similar to this, but it's not exactly like that.
I thought the weird thing was they did a background check on that.
Which I'm sure that happens.
But on the day of the draft?
Now, I don't know. I don't know how all that stuff works upstairs.
You're going to these countries and promoting football. We're at a time in this country, there's a lot of concerns about football at the youth level. Some people even think it might be extinct.
Well, that's the thing we're trying to do. When we go over there, we actually put them in pads and teach them the proper way to hit. I think that's a huge aspect that some youth not getting taught the right way to hit. They're getting just taught just to go hit somebody. They're not actually being broken down in the little details of how to do it. And that's one thing we're trying to do internationally because we don't want – when we go over there, we assess how they're hitting, and then we teach them the proper way to do it. So there's not injuries like that.
You think are they more willing to adapt it? I mean, they're not seeing – like here, the young kids see the game, and violence is so almost celebrated. Maybe over there they're more willing to adapt to that because they don't see that.
No, they see more than you think.
Because
when we were in China, a lot of guys watched the games on YouTube and stuff like that, so they watched it. You wouldn't – nobody – that's the thing. A lot of people don't think that these countries play. In Brazil, they have like 30 teams that actually play tackle football. In Turkey, they have like 20 teams that play. So it's bigger than everybody thinks, and that's why we're trying to just keep it growing and give them that chance to shine.